This is Janet Scott with Chocolate and God. Isaiah 64 says, "From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, nor eye has seen, a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him." We know there are no other gods other than our God, so that isn't the question. The question we always seem to have is, if I wait, will he act? If you really think about it, the most difficult part of waiting is really not the wait so much as it is the looming question of whether or not he will act. When our doubts and fears slither in, we need to put our eyes back on him, not the storm raging around us. You can always know that he will do what is best and what is right. If you knew what he knows, you would be praying for what he's about to do because it will be best. God is so good in his grace and mercy to get you through as fresh and new every morning, but you have to choose to walk in it. Hold on to who he is and hold on to what he has promised as you wait on him. Ladies, let me really encourage you to be in the Word every day. Join me for my daily devotional. You'll find it at chocolateandgod.com.